Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Officers with the Soldotna Police Department arrested a local after he threatened another vehicle with a handgun in an unfortunate incident of road rage over the weekend. According to the police report on the incident, just before 8 p.m. on Sunday, August 18th, Soldotna police officers were dispatched to search for a white Chevy pickup after the driver had reportedly pointed a pistol at the occupants of another vehicle. The dispatch describes the pickup driver's actions as road rage. Soldotna police officers located the white Chevy and conducted a traffic stop just outside of Soldotna, northbound on the Sterling Highway. The dispatch states that officers contacted 35-year-old Corey Spooner during the stop. Spooner was arrested and charged with three counts of assault in the third degree. The Kenai River Sport Fishing Association will host its annual Kenai Classic Roundtable on August 21st from noon to 3 p.m. at the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex. The event will feature remarks from Senator Lisa Murkowski, Senator Dan Sullivan, and Representative Mary Peltola, and nationally recognized experts in research, community, industry, and policy. "We have a well-rounded forum this year," said Shannon Martin, executive director for KRSA. "These leaders have incredibly valuable perspectives and expertise to share. For our federal delegation and nationally recognized leaders to gather here on the Kenai, home to the best sport fishing in the world, emphasizes the importance of protecting this habitat." The first discussion will focus on the marine debris crisis with leaders from the National Marine Sanctuary Foundation, the Marine Debris Foundation, and Dow Marine Debris, consisting of items like plastic waste and fishing gear threatens Alaska's coastline. In the last 20 years, over 900 metric tons of marine debris have been removed from the 47,000 miles of shoreline in the state. The second discussion will review the postponed Endangered Species Act status of the Gulf of Alaska Chinook salmon. Danny Evenson, a policy advisor from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, will give more insights into the process around this petition. The Classic Roundtable will conclude with a discussion on the Marine Mammal Protection Act and its relationship to protecting salmon, with leaders from Callista Corporation, NOAA Fisheries, and the American Sport Fishing Association. Through the Roundtable Classic policy discussions, we bring focus and awareness of national conservation practices to Alaska and share insights about what is currently happening in our state to protect our fish and the Kenai, added Martin. It puts us on the map. The Kenai Fire Department took delivery of two new ambulances over the weekend. The department celebrated the new apparatuses with a time-honored tradition by hosting a push-in ceremony on Saturday. A crowd of community members and local dignitaries attended the ceremony to honor the acquisition and the work done to bring the new vehicles to Kenai. Kenai Fire Department Chief Jay Teague said that recently retired Chief Tony Pryor built and placed the order for the new ambulances nearly 2 years ago, but that the units finally shipped from Seattle in July.
"These are the really nice apparatuses. Some of the features on here are just amazing,"
said Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel. "The ambulances have several advanced features designed to help EMTs deliver medical attention to patients under myriad unideal driving conditions." Chief Teague shared what an encouragement for him it is to start the new position with the delivery of such luxurious EMS equipment.
"It's a long process nowadays to get any new type of equipment or apparatus, and so a huge blessing, you know, to come in as a new chief, and we already have two brand new rigs that these guys worked so hard to acquire. It allows me to shift my focus and try to pick up that torch and look at what do we need to work on getting replaced next."
The ceremony on Saturday officially christened the new ambulances for service in the Kenai area. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.